had a title for this message tonight. The devil ain't that big. Come on, the devil ain't that big. We give him more credit than he deserves. You know, there's a scripture, and I should have looked it up, but it talks about that when we see him, speaking of the devil, we're going to say, is this the one that deceived the nations? In other words, we're going to be in awe of the fact that we gave this guy so much authority in the earth, authority that he didn't deserve and he didn't have. Amen? You know, so most people will with their heads say that God's bigger. How many know most people will say that God is bigger than the devil? But a lot of times their actions and what they feel says something different. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I'm going to go to 1 John 4, verse 4. You okay, Chuck? Okay. It says, you are of God, little children. It says, and have overcome them. It says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. And we quote the scripture. How many have ever quoted the scripture? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, greater, it's talking about the devil, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I will build my church, my called out one. God is going to build you. Come on. He's not talking about brick and mortar. He's talking about the ecclesia. He's talking about the called out one. I will build my church. In other words, I'm going to construct you. God's going to construct you. He's going to raise you up. His called out ones. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I declare over you tonight that your actions and the way that you feel and act are going to declare that God is bigger than the devil. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I just want you to understand something. How many know it's truth that sets us free? The devil is limited. Sometimes we can act like he's not. And there are those that do act like he's not. But I want you to understand tonight that the devil is limited. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Who? You, the church. God and the devil are not on the same level. I'm going to tell you, I want you to get that in your spirit. Because sometimes we put them at the same level, and they are not. God and the devil are not at the same level. I'm telling you, if you get a revelation of this, it's going to empower you to be able to walk in the authority that Christ has given to you as a believer. The devil is a created being. I'm going to say that again. The devil is a created being. God is the creator. Come on. God created him not to be evil, not to be the devil, but he was created by God. And so you need to understand right off the top is that the devil and God are not at the same level. Amen? And see, a lot of people see the devil and God in this eternal fight for our souls. And I'm telling you, God with just one, come on, I want you to get a picture. God with just one, you ever flick something, you know, a bug? God with just one flick, the devil is done. Okay? And so we can't, as believers, as sons of God, put God and the devil on the same level. The devil was created. God is the creator. And so we have to understand that it's not the devil on one side and God on the other side, and they're pulling, trying to win the battle. The battle's already been won. The victory has already been acquired. Amen? So the truth is that God and the devil, they're not even on the same playing field. The devil's like 5 and 6 year olds. And God is like past the NFL. You know what I'm saying? In regards to the same playing field. Understand something about God is everywhere all the time. Come on, this is the God you serve. That's why greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that's why the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And God will do what? He will build his ecclesia. He's going to build you. Amen. If you let him, he'll raise you up. What we have to do is believe. God is present everywhere all the time. I'm going to say that again. God is present everywhere all the time. Psalms 139 verse 1 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and you've known me. I'm telling you, God knows you. Thou knows my sitting down, and Lord, you know my rising up. Thou understands my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, Lord, that thou dost not know about. Thou hast beset me beside and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I can't attain to it. Where shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thine hand lead me, and thy right hand shall uphold me. Come on, we need to understand something about our Creator. He is everywhere. The devil is not like God. The devil is limited. Come on. We give him too much credit. We allow him too much access. We give him too much strength by what we say and by what we do. He is limited in time. He is limited in space. I mean, he doesn't have the ability to be everywhere at the same time. You know, the devil can only be in one place at one time. He's not omnipresent like God. He's not even in the same playing field with God. See, guys, if we understand this fully, if we get a revelation of the greatness of God, and that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, I'm telling you, the gates of hell shall, even though the enemy may come against you, even though he may throw every attack that he could against you, your family, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Amen? Why? Because God's given you keys to the kingdom that you can bind and you can loose. In other words, you can walk with authority in this realm as sons of God. God is all powerful. Come on, we serve an all-powerful God. In other words, he has infinite power. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't have to take a nap. He doesn't have to have power drinks. He is infinite in power. Amen? In other words, God has the power to do whatever he wants to do. Psalm 62, verse 11. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Look, they may say they have power in Washington, D.C., but I'm telling you, power belongs to God. The devil may say he has authority and power over you, over your family, over your health. But I'm telling you, power belongs to God. Romans 13, 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. There is no power but God's power. And the powers that be, they're ordained by God. In other words, God gives them a taste and a little tidbit of power. So understand this, the devil is not all powerful. He's a liar. He comes and lies to us, and a lot of people believe him that he does have all power, but I'm telling you, he does not have all power. He has, you know something? The devil has to operate by the rules of God. In other words, those rules that God has set forth, the devil has to operate by them. John 19, 11, it says, Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath greater sin. So Jesus was saying, listen, you couldn't kill me. The only reason you're able to crucify me is because the Father has allowed this. And so, church, we need to understand that as the church, God is present always and everywhere. The devil is not. That God is all powerful and the devil is not. Amen? God is the creator. The devil is just a created being. He's just like us. A created being. Do you know that we're going to judge angels? The saints, we're going to judge angels. I don't know if we're going to... We're not going to judge, I don't believe, the angels that have not disobeyed and fallen from God. But we will judge angels that have fallen. Because God has made us a little higher than them. God is all-knowing. So I'm just giving you, I know this is stuff we know, but we got to get this in our spirit if we're going to walk in the power in the authority of the kingdom. In other words, God knows all. You know, I was thinking about this. God can't learn anything new because he already knows it. That kind of went, I had to think. He knows all. In other words, nothing can surprise him or take him unaware. He's never blindsided. Come on. You never hear God say, man, I didn't see that coming. You don't hear him say, man, who would have thought? He already knew. He already knew. I don't know about y'all, that gives me comfort. Because he knows not only my yesterday, he knows my tomorrow. He knows my today. Amen? Hebrews 4:13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. In other words, God knows all. God's knowledge of the future is as complete as his knowledge of the past. I'm going to say that again. God's knowledge of the future is as complete as his knowledge of the past and as complete as his knowledge of the present. Guys, that's the God we serve. Amen? So understand this about the devil, because we're talking about the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Why? Because greater is he that is in us. That's who's in us. Amen. The all-present God. Amen. The all-powerful God. The all-knowing God. Amen. And understand the devil can only operate within the boundaries that you and I, the body of Christ, listen to me, this is so important because this is what we're talking about. Learning how to bind and loose, learning how to walk as sons of God, learning how to understand that God's given us the keys to where the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. The devil can only operate within the boundaries that you and I allow him to operate. The Apostle Paul said this, Ephesians 4:27, don't give place to the devil. He said, don't give place to the devil. That word place is a Greek word, tupos. And what it means is, don't give him a spot. We've taught this before. Don't give him a spot. Don't give him a position. In other words, don't give him an opportunity. Don't give him even an occasion to be able to act. It's like, shh, shh, no. In other words, don't give place to the devil. Because listen, the devil can only operate within the boundaries that you and I, or the body of Christ, allow him to operate in. See, we fail to realize the vastness and the greatness of this authority that Christ has given to us. I mean, when he says that we've become the temple of the Holy Ghost, when he says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. When he says, as many as believe upon him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. And that the gates of hell, which we're teaching about, shall not prevail against who? His ecclesia, his church. We say, well, how come? How come the stuff, God? In another translation, it says, listen, don't even give the devil an opportunity. Lord, don't give him a chance. Don't create the conditions for him to be able to work. Is this what, y'all okay? Don't create the conditions for him to work. See, the devil will always take territory that is unoccupied. He's like a squatter. And all those little demons are like squatters. They will take territory that's not occupied. Remember the story of Jesus talking about the man who the devil was cast out of? And that demon went and he walked throughout the land, couldn't find a place to find rest, came back to the place where he was originally at, where he was cast out, and he found that there was nothing occupying the house. Speaking about the temple, that man. In other words, that man didn't fill himself with the things of God. And the devil, not only did he go back into the man, but he took even more demons with him into the man. And so understand that the devil will always take territory that's not occupied. Guys, you got to stand and haven't done all to stand. Stand in your house, in your home, over your children, over your marriage, over your finances, over your health. And don't give the devil an opportunity. Amen. Don't give him any space in your life. See, we got to have Jesus ruling and reigning in our life, because he's the greater one. We've got to let the greater one rule in us. Amen. I know he has to be Lord over us. I know it's a simple concept, but he has to be Lord over us. He's got to be the ruler. He's got to be the master. We have to relinquish ownership to him, that we're no longer ourselves, but we've been bought with a price. Acts 17, verse 24 says this. The God that made the worlds and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and Lord of the earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he need anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord. If haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. And so we need to understand that he has to become Lord over our lives. And I know most of us in this room, he's Lord of our life. But that just simply means that he has to be allowed to govern us. In other words, he has to be allowed to be able to exercise his dominion and his power in our life. In other words, he has to be able to be allowed to influence us if he's going to be our Lord. He's got to be able to influence us. And a lot of times we can reject his influence. And we can reject his lordship. We say, Pastor, he's Lord over my life. I've asked him to be Lord over my life. But if he's Lord over our life, he has to have rule over our life. So Jesus ruling and reigning in our life as the greater one, we have to understand it's going to require that he be placed in lordship over us. I don't know, I find that I have to do that every day. That I have to place him as Lord over my life. I don't know, Paul, sometimes we can be unruly. Any of y'all unruly? Don't raise your hands. But sometimes we don't want anyone ruling over us. We want to sing our own song, do our own thing, live our own life. But as Christians, and if we're going to walk in the power to be able to not see the gates of hell prevail against us, we're going to have to understand that Jesus is going to have to be Lord over our lives. He's going to have to govern us. He's going to have to have influence into our life. But not only does he have to be Lord, he has to be King. In other words, Jesus reigning over our life, it speaks of his kingship over you. Not only his lordship, but his kingship. Revelation 11:15 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 19:16 says, it says that on his vesture and on his thigh was a name that was written. He is King of kings, and he is Lord of lords. In other words, he has to be the dominating influence over us. In other words, we have to allow him to exercise his ruling power. Let me just give you a couple of things tonight. What the devil can't do when Jesus is reigning and ruling in your life. Number one, the devil, he can't penetrate the blood of Jesus. We need to understand how important the blood is. Amen? See, it was the blood of Jesus that broke the power of the devil to begin with. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They loved not their souls unto life, unto death. In other words, they were able to get to victory. In other words, there's a spiritual and natural truth regarding the blood. In other words, in the natural, when the blood stops flowing, death follows. In the spiritual, when there's no flow of the divine blood of Christ, death follows. And so when the blood is applied by faith, it becomes an impregnable fortress for you and I as a believer. Amen. That's why he needs to reign. That's why he needs to rule over our lives. Amen. That's why he has to be Lord and King to us. So that the power of the blood can be effective. So that you and I as believers, we can overcome. Because greater is he that will be in us than he that is in the world. That our God who was ever present will be with us. Our God who was ever powerful will be with us. Our God who is all-knowing will be with us. Guys, we need to understand we have to put on the full armor of God. He's given us spiritual clothing that we're to put on just like you put on natural clothing. He's given us spiritual clothing. Ephesians 6:10 says that we are to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want to be clothed with God. I want his presence to be over my life. Why? Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness, and against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Wherefore, we're to take the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in this evil day. We haven't done all to stand. Stand, having our loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, putting on our feet the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the evil one, walking with the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Oh, we have to put it on. You need to get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you so much that you've given to me, Lord. You've given me an armor to be able to stand in this day that we're standing in. God, help me to be clothed with that armor. Help me to walk in your power. Let me tell you something else about that. He cannot read your mind. The devil is limited. Listen to me. He's not God. The devil is limited in what he knows. God knows everything. The only thing that the devil knows is what you tell him. Come on. The only thing the devil knows is what you tell him. In other words, what comes out your mouth not only activates God. How many know we can speak words of faith? We can proclaim and declare this word. And you know what it'll do? It'll activate God. It'll activate the angels. It'll activate the Holy Ghost. So we have to understand what comes out of your mouth. It can not only activate God, but what comes out of your mouth also can activate the devil in his arena. That's why it says that we overcome him by the word of our testimony. We just read that. It says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In other words, what evidence are you giving? That's what testimony means. It means that the evidence that's being given. We need to give the evidence of the fact that Jesus is risen. Amen. That he is our healer. Hallelujah. That he is our deliverer, that he's our peace, our joy. He's our rock, he's our high tower, amen? He's our righteousness. John 5:30 said this. Jesus declared, he said, I can of my own self do nothing. He says, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. And if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. You sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not the testimony of man, but the things which I say, that I might be saved. And so here the scripture is talking about that Jesus was declaring, that he was guarding what he declared. He was guarding what he spoke. He was guarding what he released out of his mouth. And so understand, the devil just can't read your mind, but he does listen to what you say. Listen, the devil can't stay when you cast him out. You tell him to go, he's got to go. Come on, we need to understand that as children of God. When we tell him he's got to go, he's got to go. And one sign of a believer's authority is that we're to cast out devils. Amen? Mark 16, verse 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They're going to cast out devils. That word cast out is the Greek word ekbelo, and it means that to eject. In other words, to eject. You have the authority to eject them. Amen? In other words, to drive them out. To deprive them. Actually, the word ekbelo means to deprive them of power. Well, how do you deprive the devil of power? Well, understand, he has no power. Well, how does he get power? Well, he gets power a lot of times by the things that we say and the things that we do. And we allow ourselves to fall into his arena. And he begins to control and influence our thoughts and our minds and begins to try to lead us away from God. And so what we have to do, we have to realize that we have the authority to cast him out, to eject him, to deprive him of power, to deprive him of the ability to influence us. If you're getting lustful thoughts and you're battling lustful thoughts, but then you sit at home and you turn on the television and you watch programs that are filled with nudity and filled with promiscuity, you know what I'm talking about? In other words, things that are going to promote that, I'm telling you, you're going to battle that. Why? Because you're giving access to things in your life that the enemy will use to try to keep you from being able to rise up in the things of God. Amen. But what we have to do is that we have to cast him out. Amen. You got to take possession of your territory. Come on, you got to take possession of your territory. There's a cute story about my mom. Jason and Molly, which are related to Joanne and Amy, and by marriage. No, kind of, sort of. They're just Gracie. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, my mom, and we didn't know them, you know, Jason and Molly. We didn't know them. And one day, my mom went missing, okay? And this is when she was having, you know, some dementia problems and whatever. And I didn't know she was missing, you know? And anyway, she strolled around the block. And she found the house, and the door was open, and she went on in, and she sat on the sofa, and the man came out, and he said, "Hello, who are you?" You know, and it was my mom. She was in her house. Amen. And you know, praise God that my mom had her purse with her, because she used to carry her purse with her all the time, and. I'd have to go through her purse occasionally because, you know, she put wrapped up hamburgers, french fries, a lot of things that were just in there for like days and weeks, and I'd have to take them out. But they had a thing, High Praise Fellowship, that was in there, I believe. And did Jason call you, Joanne? I don't know who he called. Anyway, he called somebody because he knew that there was some people in the family that went to High Praise Fellowship. And listen, I got this lady here. Her name's Joan Constant. You know who she is? It was my mom. You know, and they called me, and so I went over there and got her and whatever. But do you know that's just how the devil works? That if we will allow things to just be unopened in our life, he'll come right on in. He'll sit down in your home. He'll sit down in your life. He'll sit down in your mind. He'll sit down in your heart. He'll just start to try to take over. He'll go to you. You know what I'm saying? He'll start using things in your life to keep you in bondage. Amen? And so we need to understand that God's given us power to cast it, to eject, to cast the devil out, to expel him. Amen? To where he has no right. Amen? And as a child of God, you need to understand you have the power to drive him out. Now, he may not go quietly. Come on. He may not go quietly. He may not go immediately, but I'm telling you, you got the power. You just need to get forceful, and you need just to take your authority, and you need to command in Jesus' name. You get off my children. You get off my marriage. You get off my body. You get off my husband. You know what I'm saying? You just start taking your authority and driving the devil out. And if you go back in and you find he's still sitting there, you drive him back out again. And you keep driving him out. And I'm telling you, as long as you keep driving him out, he's going to flee from you in Jesus' name. And so we need to understand as children of God that the devil can't stay when you cast him out. Amen? Take your authority. Amen? And listen, he can't stop you from moving the mountains in your life. You know, there's things that he'll put in your path and make you think that these are things that are immovable. you know how many have ever experienced that? In other words, there's situations and circumstances that seem to be, well, man, I don't see how that's going to change, how things are going to get any better. And sometimes what happens, we just settle. Come on, church, it's time for the church not to settle. Amen. And you need to understand, he can't stop you from moving the mountains that are in your life. In other words, you have to get fixed in your mind that the devil can't stop doing a miracle on your behalf. God is a miracle God. He wants to work on your behalf. You got to use your faith. Come on, we got to use our faith. Amen. We got to be led by the Spirit. And we got to believe that nothing is impossible for God. Amen. Mark 11, verse 22 says, and Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. I'm telling you that whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be thou cast in the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he's going to have whatever he says. That's a promise from our Lord. That's a promise from our Creator that he's given to you and I, that we can speak to these mountains that seemingly rise up in our path at times, and we command them to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Why? Because it says that whatsoever we ask in prayer, believing, we're going to receive. So church, I just want you to understand tonight that you and I, the gates of hell are not to prevail against us. Amen? The devil isn't all who he says that he is. And sometimes we allow him more than he really should be allowed. Amen? He shouldn't be allowed anything. Amen? We just got to keep sowing. We got to keep speaking the word of God in faith. Amen? Until the miracle comes to pass. God's the healer. He's our deliverer. He's our provider. He sees what's going on in your life. He has all power to change that circumstance. He can flick the devil off. Come on. In just a moment, things can change. So understand that the devil can't stop God's purpose from being fulfilled in your life. Amen? How many know God's got a plan? For all of us in this room, amen. He can't stop that purpose from being fulfilled in your life. The only thing that can stop that purpose is if we give up. If we just quit. And we stop pursuing God. Stop following hard after him. Amen. Again, he said, man, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's you. Amen. In other words, they are not going to overpower you. They are not going to be superior in strength to you. How many of you ever felt at times, this is just too big? This is just too hard. This just seems impossible. But I'm telling you, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. They're not going to be able to overpower you. They're not going to be able to be superior in strength. They're not going to dominate and determine your future in God. Amen. He can't stop God's purpose from coming to pass in your life. So guys, we just have to trust him. We have to trust in the Lord and realize that the devil can't stop you from prevailing. You're going to prevail in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.